It's 3 a.m. Eyes are closed. My mind looks for any reason to stay up. Any reason or excuse to stay active. You. You're the excuse it lands on. Your laugh. How I fucking hate it. It floats around in my ears from memory. Chuckle, pause, and then another, like a fragrance that wafts in the air. We've been apart for months, but I can't get my mind off of you. You're everything to me. My biggest fantasy. So here I am, a victim of your laugh. A fool that's up at the worst time with thoughts of you. I'm up. I guess there's no reason to be ashamed now. Remember when you left me a picture of your legs with a tease of new lingerie? They were black stockings. And you were always very clever of showing me your absolute best attributes. A smile. Another with you biting your lip. And lipstick, remember? I can't help but descend my end lower. So my thoughts devolved into puddles of fantasy. Fantasies of you. Because I can't have you anymore. But tonight, tonight you're mine again. Mine to play, to use, to dream of. Another flash. You in that button down, in those heels. Your fingers visibly pulling your panties to the side. I remember I pulled them down with my teeth. You moaned in anticipation as I am now. I scattered kisses up and down your neck, down your body. You always knew I was a curious girl. A bite. A suck. Leaving love notes on your body when you needed reminding. My fingers drumming up and down your skin. You used to shake when my fingers dance. As I shake. Please. My favorite word. You asked so delicately and softly and characteristically so. I always obliged. I mean, how could I not? When I teased your lips with my fingers, you sucked eagerly. And when my lips met your ass, you were already waiting for me, weren't you? You always invited me in. I didn't need your voice to encourage me, but I loved it when you said more. You didn't need to be on your hands and knees, but you preferred it. An expert at guiding my strap-on in. An expert at sliding your tongue up and down the length of it. You went pause to leg to suck. Your green eyes always looked up at me, as if you were asking for approval. Good? Good. I filled you up. You always pushed back. Every time your ass so tight. I need support from walls, floors, beds, tables, and you needed to climb on top. Men on top, finally, you exclaimed. Stupidest fucking joke. My full length in you back and forth. Your groan's the only noise I crave. A soundtrack of our night. Baby, you sounded so good. And when I slid in you, you pulled me closer. Your kisses making our sounds. Our gas. My hips bucked and yours rocked. And you said, keep going. And we would collapse in a heap. Pile of two warm bodies, but never one. I was never good enough for you in the end. Tonight, however,